Following talk was conducted on the 4th of June 2023 and is entitled Are You Switched On? As presented by spiritual leader Phyllis Grace.
Well, thank you, Julian, and welcome everybody. It's lovely to see you all this morning. It's a little bit grey here in Adelaide, but the light is shining anyway. So years ago, when my two older grandchildren, grandsons actually, were in kindy, one of the sayings that I often heard them say was, "Is your thinking on, Nana?" This was a phrase that the teacher used when they were in kindy, when he or she could see that the child was not thinking about what they were doing and possibly putting themselves in danger or not being kind to another classmate. "Is your thinking on?" I have commented to my daughter on a few occasions when those same two grandsons are playing soccer together in the same team. And it seems that the team is out on the pitch physically, but not mentally. In other words, they are not switched on to the task at hand. Do you ever feel that you are not switched on to the situation at hand, or even the conversation that you were part of, but rather your mind is elsewhere? I'm sure you've done this too. Well, I hope you have. I hope I'm not the only one who's done this, but many times I have found myself plugging an appliance in to the power outlet, gone to use that appliance and realised I had not switched the power on at the outlet. What a difference it makes when we actually switch the power on. Charles Fillmore distinguished 12 powers that are innate within each other, in each of us. When we consider them, we may see that there are others that are not part of the 12 that Charles discerned, which were faith, strength, power, love, life, wisdom, which is often referred to as discernment, illumination or release, as we heard today, imagination, zeal, will, order and understanding. Two that I have been made aware of that are extra to that and are still innate within each of us are joy and generosity. We all have those abilities. We can use these powers or abilities to enhance or even diminish our lives and our life experiences. We often see the light bulb illustration to use to show that someone has understood a concept or has had a revelation. And that does not happen unless the individual has opened their minds and hearts to a new level of understanding and awareness. The illustration of the light bulb demonstrates that where there was once darkness, there is now light. But for that to happen, the power has had to be switched on. And understanding is that often, is often that power. And it's switched on not only using the mind, but the heart. So how does being switched on affect our lives? For me, it shows up at the level of consciousness that how I am activating in my experiences of the events that are occurring and how I respond or react to them at the moment. When I am switched on to my higher consciousness or my higher level of thinking, I respond. And if I'm switched off, I may react. In other words, when I react, I may not truly be conscious of the situation in the present. Rather, I am reliving a past event that I experienced, which affected me in a very negative way. And I'm reliving that instead of being in the moment of a new situation. In lesson notes that I looked at on the Truth Unity website that explains some of the teachings in Eric Butterworth's book, Discover the Power Within You, I read this, and I quote, "We are forever inhibiting and perverting the true essence of our spiritual self limiting and restricting the divine action. Paul was concerned with this when he said, and I'm using a different Bible version here, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." And as I said, I've quoted the NRSV rather than the American Standard Version that Butterworth used. But when we conform to the world, we are often allowing the collective consciousness to affect our thinking instead of using the principles and laws that we learn about in unity. I don't know about you, but I do know that my early exposure to religion was in the traditional Christian church and Sunday school, where we were taught that God uses his power to punish, judge, and destroy. And it was the will of God to use our lives in whatever way he chooses. Thanks again to Paul Hasselbeck and the many other brilliant teachers I've been exposed to over the years I've been in Unity, I had a revelation that when we understand and know that God is not a person that lives in the sky and directs everything that happens in our lives and everyone else's lives, but rather a principle or law, and we use those principles or laws, knowingly or not, to create or destroy. In the same way, mathematicians use the principles and laws of mathematics, and scientists use principles and laws that allow them to prove theories and equations. They turn on the power of understanding and knowledge so that they can demonstrate how things work. Do they always get it right the first time? No. Many hours are spent working with the principles to prove a theory. And we've heard that some of the great inventions have had to try hundreds of times in order to prove a theory. I have shared this quote before from an explanation of the Unity Way of Life that ends with, and I quote, "Our purpose, that is Unity's purpose, is to help and teach humanity to use and prove the eternal truth taught by the Master," end of quote. The Master, Jesus, who many in my early days of Unity referred to, and I often hear it still, is the Wayshower, understood and used the eternal principles and laws to prove that we are all more than a body. We are divine. This was the truth that he unleashed within himself and practiced day to day, living and demonstrating on numerous occasions that those principles and laws can be proved and used. Some of you may have heard Ros explain how she used the principles and laws to get herself out of debt. I used the principles and laws to find a way of financing my trip to the States when I wanted to go to ministerial school. I had no idea, but I constantly used the principles and laws and proved that they worked. Because out of what seemed like a miraculous experience, the money was there for me and in a way that I would never have expected. But in order to do what he did, Jesus switched on the power, the energy, the understanding that he gained from many hours in prayer and meditation. Charles and Myrtle used that same method to heal themselves. And how blessed we are that they did and shared that knowledge with others. Some of their writings, however, can be confusing. Why? Well, because they often use traditional Christian terminology in one sentence, and then their new understanding of God as law and principle in the next couple. And when we read their works and the works of many of the classic Unity writers, we need to switch on our conscious awareness and activate our higher consciousness if we are truly wanting to understand the new level of awareness they were endeavouring to convey. We need to understand the society they were writing for, knowing that in Unity today, we have been able to uncover the truths that they taught more clearly. It is the same when reading the Bible, when we get a better understanding of the culture, the language, and idioms, and even the psychology of the times those scriptures were written, we can better discern the teachings that can be found in those writings. I believe that Jesus was teaching that we all have the same power within us that he shared through his teachings and demonstrated in his life. And we need to be open and receptive to that idea and then practice and use the tools that he talked about and demonstrated. Jesus knew the necessity to be switched on to the power within through prayer and meditation in order to express the life we were meant to live. Another technique, and this was only something I really, really got the other day when I was again looking at Truth Unity website and Eric Butterworth's teachings. Pardon me. Jesus used it to develop his spiritual mindedness by claiming or affirming or asserting that which he knew was the truth of his being by acknowledging himself to be the Son of God. He didn't claim to be the only Son of God, but he also claimed that we too are gods and can do the things that he did. Do we always accept that and understand that? Well, if we switch on, we perhaps will. Did that mean that it would be easy? I don't think so, because our human sense consciousness wants to have its way and live in the realm of instant gratification, quick results, and reliance on the senses, no matter what or who gets in the way. We are also exposed to the thoughts and feelings of the collective consciousness, which often focuses on the ancient awfuls. And if we are around people who are not aware of the power of their thoughts and feelings that can have on our lives, our subconscious mind can, without us giving it permission, take on board those negative attitudes. This is where our self-awareness and self-knowledge can be an important tool for us to cultivate. This is about noticing when our thoughts and feelings are not in alignment with the good we desire to experience in life, and then practicing the denials and affirmations that we often hear about, which sometimes referred to as release, as we heard in our daily word today, and assertion. We need to assert that which we want. Releasing and asserting is consciousness building and is primarily about changing our thoughts, changing our perspective, our belief, one idea or belief at a time. In today's daily word, we heard, release creates space in my life for new things. It is my way of remaining open to possibility, welcoming new opportunities, and keeping myself in the flow of life. Release is an important aspect of our spiritual practice. Yes, and we need to be switched on to know what to release. It's about switching on to the power within, to let it shine like our song said this morning. Turn on the light of understanding on the matter or the situation at hand and moving out of the darkness and into the light to see another perspective. Again, Eric Butterworth wrote, "A person in a dark room may be bumping into obstacles everywhere as he or she fumbles for the light switch." Ever done that? I sure have. Suddenly, he or she touches the switch and the room is flooded with light. Nothing in the room has altered. Nothing is made, added, or taken away. Yet, in a flash, it is all changed. Whereas it had been filled with menacing objects and hazardous footing, now it has become a place of comfort and utility. End of his quote. Until we are switched on to the realm of possibility and potential, we are limiting our life experiences. And this could all be about plugging into the power of the divinity within by changing our thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And I know I have shared this with you before, how I am often amazed at the frequency of quotes and stories showing up as I'm preparing a talk. And what I realized is that as I'm thinking about a talk that I've been asked to do, I am switched on, pardon me, to ideas surrounding that thought, and the feelings are aligning with other ideas that may enhance my presentation. This past week has been no exception. We learned recently of the death of the lovely Tina Turner, and a Facebook friend posted a quote attributed to Tina, which read, and I quote, "At every moment, we have a choice, even if it feels like we don't. Sometimes that choice may simply be to think a more positive thought." End of quote. Like the designers of the jets that we travel in and often see flying above, we have to have an awareness, a knowledge of the laws, pardon me, that can and do affect our lives. Flight engineers use their knowledge of the law of gravity and the principles of aerodynamics when they design a flight craft. They know that a very powerful force needs to be used in order for the craft to lift off the ground and stay in the air. Of course, that power must be switched on for that to happen. And of course, those engineers have to often change their thinking and look at another direction in order to make all of those things happen. They have to switch on to a new way of thinking. So how can we be sure that we are switched on? I suggest that first, we must be aware that we are focusing on thoughts and feelings that are holding us in a state of powerlessness. Being and practicing self-awareness gives us the tool to switch on the power within to change our lives. Change our lives through thinking and feeling more positively about people, situations, or even your own life. Focusing on the positive aspects of what we can do or actually have, rather than focusing on what we consider is lacking. Again, I'll come to Eric Butterworth and his book In the Flow of Life, where he wrote, "It is simply a matter of getting your lights turned on before you face any darkness in the world or in human behavior." Get your light turned on. In other words, switch on. Before you even get out of bed in the morning, perhaps switch on to that inner power within. Affirmative prayer and/or meditation, going into the silence, being aware of our thoughts and feelings, particularly those that are negative in nature, and denying those negative thoughts and feelings any power, and affirm assertively that which you choose to focus on instead. Switch on to the power within you and change your life in what may seem miraculous ways, but is simply working through the laws and principles of life. It is now time for us to turn within for a few minutes of contemplative meditation. So find a comfortable position. Maybe you need to rig your body so that you can relax into the seat that you're in. And gently close your eyes or lower your gaze if that feels more comfortable. And relax your body. And let your mind also relax into this moment as you focus on the movement of your breath. I invite you now to join me as we listen to a piece of music. And as we listen, allow yourself to open your heart and mind to your divinity and any feelings or thoughts that come. And if they are negative thoughts or feelings, just brush them away with a light feather and say, not right now. And after the 3 minutes of the music, I will let you take a moment in the silence before leading in a time of gratitude and thanksgiving. Thanks, Ophelian. as you gently bring your awareness back to this time and this place. Let us give thanks for the inspiration and creative abilities of all the artists that inspire and transform our minds and hearts, knowing that that same creative energy that inspired the artists is the inspiration that we have access to in many shapes and forms, that the power through the power of imagination. And when we switch on, we too can bring that power of imagination forward. Let us give grateful thanks for the many ways we can switch on to and into our divine being. Let us send love and healing energy to our family, friends, local and global communities, and for the abundant blessings in our lives, now and in the future. Let us give grateful thanks. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.